Please be seated. As we move into our time of prayer this morning, I, as always, like to lift up a few joys and concerns that have been shared with us through the course of the week or that come from my snooping on Facebook. A few joys, birthdays. Nancy Roberts celebrated a birthday, as did both Brian and Lexi Hutchinson and Deb Burgess. So we celebrate with Nancy and Brian and Lexi and Deb. And a few anniversaries. Sue and Todd Clemens celebrated 48 years of marriage, and Barbara Ann and Pete Probst celebrated 33 years. So we celebrate with them and their families. And a few concerns. Joanne Sine will be having surgery on July 2nd, so prayers for a smooth surgery and recovery and for comfort and healing. And Jamie, who we had prayed for in weeks past, cousin of Bev Fink, passed away this past week, so we surround her family with our prayers as they grieve and celebrate her life. We all come to this time of worship and prayer with many joys and concerns of our own on our hearts and minds, so I invite you to bring those to mind now as we lift them up to God together. Gracious and loving God, there are so many situations and people we encounter each week, each day, that cry out for healing and restoration, whether the need is physical, spiritual, or emotional. We are a people in need, no matter how much independence we boast. As people of faith, we pray for awareness and strength to do the best we can to be the hands of your grace and healing. But we cannot only rely on our own strength and skill to bring about the restoration that is so desperately needed. So help us, loving God, to see our inability to fix everything and everyone, our inability to be all things to all people, not as failures, but as opportunities to lean into your identity as healer and to place our trust in you. God, we have come before you this day with so much on our hearts, things worth lamenting, things worth celebrating, and everything in between. When we watch the news, when we open our eyes to see all of your people, not just those who look and think like we do, there seems to be no end to the needs of your people. Yet your love, your compassion, your healing is for each one of us. And your ear bends to hear all of us as we pray. We lift up those things this day worth celebrating, those who are celebrating many of life's joys, and we ask that your healing presence of peace and comfort be with those who are suffering, hurting, grieving, worrying. We take time now to pray silently and lift all that we carry up to you. Surround us, O God, and all for whom we pray, with your presence of love and healing. Help us to dare to reach out to you, and may your strong hands meet ours, and help us to lift and carry and bear that which is heavy in our lives and on our hearts. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
As you arrived for worship this morning, you placed your offering in the plates by the entrances. We take time now to offer our praise and thanks to God for the gifts that we have and are able to share, and then we will dedicate the offering following the singing of our doxology.
Thank you.
generous and loving God, you are the source of our life and all that is good. And for that we give you thanks this day, even as we present our gifts and pray, O God, that you will bless them. Bless them and us as we seek to be good stewards of everything you have entrusted to our care. Guide us, O God, in our giving and living, in our serving and sharing, that we may operate from a vantage point of abundance rather than scarcity, knowing that when we share what we have with others, it makes a difference. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Before sharing with you words of benediction, just a reminder that fellowship time will take place outdoors as it has been for the last couple of weeks. Last week, we were able to lure you out of the parking lot onto the grassy areas because we had ice cream. I'm sorry. There's no ice cream today, but we do want to encourage you, if you stay to fellowship, avoid standing in the parking lot. Stay on the sidewalks or the grassy areas or near the benches wherever it feels most comfortable to you, but we want you to be safe. And a bit of very good news, as we have given this careful thought and as we have carefully observed the trends and all that is happening around us, we feel that it is safe for us when we gather next Sunday for worship to not require that everyone wear masks. You know that in Pennsylvania tomorrow that the mandates regarding indoor mask wearing will be lifted. We also are making this decision, though, primarily because we sense it is safe for us to do so. There is a sense that among our folks here at St. John's, we have reached a point of herd mentality, as they've been calling it. But we are going to ask you, if you still feel safest coming to worship wearing a mask, please do so, and maybe be respectful of one another. We know that our children have not yet been vaccinated, and for that reason, we continue to be concerned for their safety as well. But we want you to know that this is the direction in which we are going. I'm aware that some of our folk have not returned to in-person worship because they have asthma and other conditions that make it difficult for them to breathe for a long period of time with masks on. So hopefully this will free things up for some of our worshipers. But again, let us always be very mindful of those who are worshiping around us, and let us be respectful of those who make choices different from ours once we gather next week. And so with that in mind, as we go out into the world to be Christ's healers, to be a people seeking to be in relationship, demonstrating concern for all of our neighbors, may the light of God surround you. May the love of God enfold you. May the power of God protect you, and the peace of God sustain you, now and always. Amen.